This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. India and European Union to exchange the historic free trade agreement. The deal was signed following India-EU summit between Prime Minister Narendra Modi, President of European Council Antonio Costa, and President of European Commission Ursula von der Leyen in New Delhi. The two sides also exchanged several agreements following talks between the leaders, including in the fields of trade, security, defence, partnership, mobility, disaster risk management, and green hydrogen. In his joint statement following the exchange of agreements, Prime Minister Modi said the deal will boost investment, form new innovation, partnerships, and strengthen supply chain at the global level. Prime Minister Modi added that the security and defence partnership between India and EU will deepen cooperation in counter-terrorism, maritime and cyber security. In his statement, President of the European Council Antonio Costa said that today's summit sends a clear message to the world that India and EU stands together as strategic and reliable partners at a time when global world is being reshaped. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired the India-EU Business Forum along with President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, in Delhi this afternoon. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, Indian investment in the EU has reached almost 40 billion euros. He said the free trade agreement finalized between India and the European Union will provide easy access to the European Union market for India's labour-intensive products.
इसे भारत के labour-intensive उत्पादों को European Union market में easy access मिलेगा. इसमें विशेष तौर पर textile, gems and jewellery, auto parts और engineering goods शामिल हैं. Fruits, vegetables, processed food और marine products उसमें नए अवसर बनेंगे.
Now we take you live to a special media briefing being held by the Ministry of External Affairs on the historic free trade agreement exchanged today between India and the European Union.
Flavor of this visit and the outcomes thereof. The outcomes are deeply strategic in nature, and I would urge you to look at each of the outcomes for its specific significance in the overall scheme of things between India and the European Union. Over the last decade, relations between India and the European Union have grown steadily. They have grown not just in scale, but in significance as well, as evidence from the level and the frequency of contacts and engagements between the two sides. In our fast-changing world, the strategic partnership between India and the EU has a value beyond the bilateral context, particularly as we witness shifts in the global economic, technological, and strategic landscape. As the world's second and fourth largest markets, India and the EU also have very high stakes on all critical global challenges of the day, including overdependence and concentration of global manufacturing and supply chains on a limited set of...
Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated virtually the India Energy Week 2026 being held in Goa. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, India Energy Week has rapidly emerged as a global platform for dialogue and action in the energy sector. The final stage of preparations for Union Budget 2026-27 commenced with the Halwa ceremony in New Delhi today. Minister of Finance said that at the ceremony, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman was accompanied by secretaries of all departments under the ministry and other senior officers involved in budget preparation. It added that Finance Minister also took a tour of the budget press and reviewed the preparations, besides extending her best wishes to the entire budget team. The Union Budget 2026-27 will be presented on the 1st of next month. In the Men's Under-19 ODI Cricket World Cup, India are playing host Zimbabwe in the Super 6 stage match at Bulawayo when reports last came in. Earlier, Zimbabwe won the toss and chose to bowl first. India have so far remained unbeaten in the tournament, while Zimbabwe entered the Super 6 after recording two losses and one no result in the group stage. And that is the end of this news bulletin.